Jung's line stuck with me the first time I read it, and it's stuck harder every year since. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life, and you will call it fate. The shadow, in Jung's framework, is everything about yourself you've pushed out of view. Not just the obviously bad stuff, but the traits that felt unacceptable somewhere along the way and got exiled from your self-image. It doesn't disappear when you exile it. It just starts running the show from backstage, usually showing up as the reaction that feels bigger than the situation warrants, or the pattern you keep swearing you'll break and don't. The traditional way into shadow work is a therapist trained in depth psychology, and if you can access one, that's genuinely the better path. A trained human catches things you can't see about yourself, in a way no chatbot can. What AI offers is something different but real. A private space with zero judgment, available at whatever hour your defenses happen to be down. Before you start, this kind of work can surface real emotion. If something significant comes up, grief, trauma, anything that feels bigger than you can hold alone, please take it to an actual therapist. AI can open a door. It shouldn't be the only thing standing in the room with you when you walk through it. The projection test. One of Jung's most useful ideas: the traits that irritate you most intensely in other people are often disowned parts of yourself, projected outward because it's easier to be angry at someone else's arrogance than to notice your own. Projection inquiry prompt. I'm going to describe a trait in someone else that really irritates me. Describe it. Acting as a guide familiar with Jungian shadow work, ask me questions to help me explore whether this trait might exist in a disowned form in myself, not to make me feel guilty, but with genuine curiosity about where the intensity of my reaction is coming from. I did this with my own reaction to people who never finish anything. The irritation was disproportionate to the actual offense, and the AI's follow-up questions walked me straight into an old fear of my own unfinished projects that I'd been avoiding looking at directly. The pattern you keep repeating. Shadow material loves to repeat. The same argument, the same type of relationship, the same self-sabotage right before something good happens. If you can name a pattern, you can ask AI to help you trace its roots without judgment. Pattern tracing prompt. Here's a pattern I keep repeating in my life. Describe it honestly. Help me trace this with curiosity, not judgment. Ask about when I first remember this pattern showing up, what it might have protected me from at the time, and whether it's still serving that same purpose now or just running on autopilot. The part of you that's also worth reclaiming. The shadow isn't only the ugly stuff. Jung was clear that we also disown positive traits, ambition, creativity, sensuality, when they weren't safe or acceptable in the environment we grew up in. Reclaiming those is shadow work too, and it's the part people skip because it's less dramatic. A gentler prompt for this side of it. Ask what strength, talent, or desire you might have quietly buried because it wasn't welcomed growing up, and what it might look like to let a small, safe amount of it back in this week. Integration, not just insight. Insight without integration is just an interesting fact about yourself that changes nothing. The real work is what you do after the realization. Integration prompt. Given what I've realized about this pattern, help me design one small concrete action I can take this week that acknowledges this shadow material instead of continuing to avoid it. Keep it small enough that I'll actually do it. Worth saying plainly, again, AI shadow work is a self-reflection tool, not psychotherapy. It has no ability to hold you if something painful surfaces, no training in trauma, and no way to notice a crisis unfolding in real time the way a human clinician would. Use it for reflection. Bring the heavier material to a professional. What's actually changed for me? I don't think shadow work ever finishes. What's changed is that I catch the pattern faster now, sometimes mid-reaction instead of 3 days later. That's not a cure. It's just a little more light in a room I used to avoid walking into.